Now we go to our money coach, Alvin Hall, whom we have asked to offer some tips to the newly unemployed, specifically those whose COBRA health care subsidy has ended. COBRA is the program that allows workers and their families who are about to lose their benefits to keep them for a price. As part of the federal stimulus package, the White House and Congress agreed to a subsidy that has substantially lowered the cost of maintaining those health benefits. But the Senate has not voted to keep that subsidy. So if you are unemployed as of June 1st, you are not eligible. That is, unless the Senate decides to reinstate it. The debate is on this week. Now, a consumer advocacy group called Families USA has estimated that without federal help, the COBRA premiums could eat up to 75% of the average unemployment check of a laid-off worker. So we've called Alvin Hall to talk about this. He's with us from New York. We're also joined by Chuck Lacasse of De Pere, Wisconsin. He lost his job on June 1st. I welcome you both. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Alvin, let me begin with you. So remind us briefly, how does COBRA work? What happens?
The initial plan for COBRA was that when you leave your job, you could then buy the health insurance, pay the portion that you pay plus your employer's part of the premium for 18 months afterwards. As a part of the Obama Recovery Act, they then created a plan where the government paid for 65% of the premium that your employer paid, and therefore it substantially lowered everyone's, and that could continue all the way up to 15 months. This ended on May 31st of this year. So anyone who was laid off after that is not entitled to this subsidy that the government was used to pay for COBRA.
And that would be you, Mr. Lacasse. And first of all, let me just say I'm sorry about what's going on here.
Thank you.
That is a bummer. Can I just ask you, what were you told how did you find out that you were losing your job, and what did they say to you?
Well, I was brought into a conference room, and my job was eliminated because of an integration. So it's a little bit different than most of the stories that you're hearing, where an economy-based decision was the reason, and it might have been, but the reason I was given it was an integration, and my job was no longer needed.
You were the advertising director for a company that makes nutritional supplements. Do I have that right?
Correct.
So what's the freight going to be? I understand that if you want to keep your family's health insurance under the plan, the group plan that you were under before, you have to pay the full cost of it. Do you know what the cost is?
Correct. It would be a little bit over $1,300 a month.
Wow.
That's a staggering amount of money.
That's a lot.
And if you had been eligible under the stimulus plan, the government providing a 65% subsidy, that would have lowered your cost to, what, $525? Do I have that right?
A little bit less than that, but yeah, it would have been substantially less.
So do you mind if I ask, what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm obviously looking for a job. Because benefits are the big thing, income is one thing, and income everybody needs, but the staggering thing is that you need health care benefits.
How many people in your household?
There's four people in my household: myself, my wife, and my two children.
So what do you mind if I ask? What are you going to do? You're still eligible to continue the health benefits if you pay for them out of pocket. Do
Correct.
I have that right?
Yeah, for 18 months, I can do that. Starting in the end of July, I have to pay for the whole thing.
Alvin, obviously everybody's situation is different, but what do you recommend in a case like this?
When you have young kids like that, it's really difficult. And basically, everyone goes for what they call catastrophic coverage. You look at the cost of buying a policy so that if something really goes wrong, you need surgery or something like that, then you get a policy that has a high deductible. But for people with children, this can just erode their finances quickly. You're going to the doctor for this small thing, for a cut, for measles, for any little disease, and that adds up because the deductibles are so high. There's really few options for people in this situation, which concerns me, because it's almost as if the legislators and the people who are making these decisions don't understand that we, the people of America, we are the best collateral they have. Who knows? It could be, this guy's son or daughter who creates the next great vaccine, or who does something that will make the economy so much better and create the next growth area. But yet we are ignoring them. We're letting them sort of flounder.
The temptation has to be to forego the benefits just to keep the cash.
Yes.
And Mr. Lacasse, is that your obviously your wife will have something to say about this too, I would imagine. But what is that? Are you tempted to forego health benefits just to stockpile the cash?
Well, you look at all your options, you know, and the high deductible option is an option. But like Alvin said, you know, my kids are fairly healthy, but of course this week they both got respiratory infections, so it's ironic. But yeah, you look at all your options, and one of those options is to, you know, roll the dice and not have coverage for the hopefully short time that you're actually looking for a job until you can get new benefits.
And I think the other temptation is probably to try to minimize risk, like not let them play sports and things of that sort. Has that come up?
Yeah, well, they're pretty young, so they're not involved in organized sports or anything. But yeah, that definitely would be something that you would consider.
Yeah, let me ask you both this question. Is that the part of the reason that there's been a pushback on extending the subsidy is the increasing concern about the deficit. And a number of members of Congress who are particular deficit hawks, or at least they are in this area, are just saying the spending has to stop because this is, again, a tax on our children and our grandchildren. And it also puts, of course, as we all know, upward pressure on interest rates in the future. Mr. Lukasik, what's your perspective on that and balancing this whole concern about the deficit with the very real situation you are facing, these very expensive premiums at a time when the unemployment rate is still hovering around 10%. What do you think about that?
Well, I've read a lot online, and it's funny because everybody who has an opinion generally has a job title underneath their opinion. So you need to take that with a grain of salt a little bit. But yeah, I understand the deficit and everything. And I look at this as a short-term fix. And it's not something that I plan on taking advantage of, this is the COBRA subsidy, that I plan on taking advantage of for a long time. I hope I have a new job next week. But you just never know. But without some sort of option, families like mine are going to find themselves in a financial hole pretty fast.
Alvin, what about you? How do you balance those competing priorities? There are those who, one of the arguments against continuing this subsidy, not just the subsidy overall, but the stimulus spending in general, is the pressure on the deficit. And then you compare that to the needs that you're hearing from Mr. Lukasik. It's not that he's unwilling to work, it's that his job was eliminated. And what do you say to that?
I think that in normal economic times, focusing on the deficit is a good thing and keeping it low. But we're in a difficult economic situation where while the legal level of unemployment is around 9.7%, in reality, it's probably a lot higher if you think of all those people who have stopped looking. People need some sort of sense of safety. People cannot move forward and look for a job without anxiety, put their best foot forward, if you will, if they don't feel secure in something. The government needs to help people. Last year, over 60% of the bankruptcies in this country were due to health care costs. How does that undermine people's confidence? How does that hold people back from getting a good job? I think it's time to help.
The irony is that the unemployment rate was at about 8.2% when Congress passed the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, which included this subsidy. And now unemployment is even higher, closer to 10%. In Michigan, it's around 14%,
yes,
one of the highest rates in the country, so and I'm not quite sure what it is in Wisconsin.
But,
so Mr. Lukasik, can I just ask you what are you looking for, and any nibbles so far? I know this isn't fresh news, and you're probably still absorbing it. But how are you feeling about things?
Well, the market here is pretty small for an advertising guy. I'm a creative director and a designer, so when you do things and when you're in a business that helps companies, you know, get messages out and things like that, and people have less money to spend, you know, the need for advertising is sometimes thought of as being, you know, not needed. And I'm actually getting to see the other side of it. So it's actually valuable information for me professionally to see what's on this side and to appreciate, you know, both sides of it.
Alvin, do you have any final thoughts for Mr. Lukasik?
Yes, I think Mr. Lukasik really will sit down with the family and make a really what I call heartfelt decision about what risk you want to take, whether or not, given the health and age of your children, whether or not you really want to take that risk of just going on your own, or whether you want to get some catastrophic care just in case. And I just think you never can tell. I always prepare for the worst. I always believe in being prepared for the worst.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Lucas, we certainly wish you the best.
And I wish you luck in finding a job soon. It's not nice to be unemployed.
No, it's...
I've been there for over 16 months one time, and it's very hard.
Yep, it is.
Well, hang in there.
Well, thank you.
Chuck Lucas is, we just heard, an advertising director. He's looking for work. He joined us from De Pere, Wisconsin. Alvin Hall was with us from New York, as usual. Thank you both so much for speaking to us.
You're
welcome.